Hey everybody, today I watched part 19 of The Ridiculous Six. This is minutes 109 through 114, starting with a heavy breath from Nick Nolte and ending with Nick Nolte's credit, which means the entire rest of this watch will be credits. Maybe there'll be like outtakes and stuff. I'm optimistic that there'll be some outtakes. And if they're like a tangentially related film, the outtakes might be the best part. We'll find out, I guess. I'm talking about Hell and Back, where the end credits have a number of scenes with one of the souls getting tortured by things such as an escalator that's broken, stuff like that. By far the best part of that film. Anyway, back to Ridiculous Six. Let's see. We have Tommy facing off with... he had just pinned his father to the wall with some knives. And his wife... I guess they haven't been married yet. His fiance is down. He rescues her. And he doesn't kill his father. He just leaves him there stuck. So we head on over to the wedding. Now, I guess I totally missed that they were going to have a wedding at the beginning of the film or something, but it's White Knife and his fiance are getting married. We see Terry Crews playing the piano with his Johnson. So he's a penis pianist. Yep. And we get the film closes out with a letter home from Taylor Lautner's character. And we learn that Screaming Eagle has adopted all of them. Or it's going to be their father figure. Like, they're too old to be adopted, I guess. We see Herm and Ramon bonding with one of the tribe who is carving a wooden donkey that squirts out of its butt. So I guess that joke paid off in the end. And you know what I'm talking about. And then we go into the credits, which has quite a few really cool shots of the various locations and sets and scenes from the film. And I particularly enjoyed... as the credit comes on, it, like, splashes to a red still, like a stylized still of the scene. And when we have Terry Crews' credit, there's just a little candle flame in the background, and it continues to flicker. And I enjoyed that. That was probably my favorite part of these 6 minutes, is the flickering candle flame behind Terry Crews during his credit. Oh my. I guess I'll see if the credits are worth actually talking about. But either way, the next episode I'll find something to discuss, whether it's about this movie or if I'm going to examine another movie in a similar fashion. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let me know what you thought about The Ridiculous Six all the way through part 19. I guess you can let me know what you thought about after this as well. I don't think I'll get anything spoiled. No, wait, there might be awesome outtakes and stuff. I want to be surprised tomorrow when I watch this. So don't spoil anything beyond 114 minutes. Okay, tweet me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E, and be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you later.